May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn number 9. Awake, my soul, in joyful lays, and sing thy great Redeemer's praise. He justly claims a song from me, his loving kindness, oh, how free. Hymn number 9.
Thank you. together from the most holy word of God from Luke's Gospel and the 13th chapter. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 13. There were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, Suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things? I tell you, nay. But except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or those 18, upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay. But except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. He spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well. And if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. Therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall, and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Then said he, Unto what is the kingdom of God like? And whereunto shall I resemble it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast into his garden, and it grew and waxed a great tree, and the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it. And again he said, Whereunto? shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, till the whole was leavened. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, Strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up, and hath shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without, and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. Then shall ye begin to say, We have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east, and from the west, and from the north, and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And, behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. The same day there came certain of the Pharisees, saying unto him, Get thee out, and depart hence, for Herod will kill thee. And he said unto them, Go ye and tell that fox, Behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killeth the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate, and verily I say unto you, ye shall not see me until the time come when ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. May the Lord be pleased to bless to us reading his most holy word, and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most merciful, ever gracious, and almighty Lord God, once again thou hast spared our unworthy lives to gather in thy courts this little corner of thy vineyard. Thou hast not dealt with us as our sins deserve, And truly in wrath thou hast remembered mercy. And so we plead, as thou hast so spared us to gather in thy courts, do solemnize our hearts and minds now, we plead, that we might be found humbled under thy mighty hand, as that beggar poor at mercy's door lies such a wretch as I. Lord, we found with all our wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, with that living desire, give me Christ, or else I die. O Lord, we would confess that we have sinned and come short. Oh, how we mourn over that which we see and know that is in our lives and has been, yes, even may manifest unto us. And perhaps it's been, if, even as the psalmist of old, thou art the man, dear David, thou art the man, thou art the woman, thou art the child, or one, yes, brought as that one smiting upon his breast and crying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. O Lord, that it might be so, as we are found in thy courts, thou lookest upon the heart, thou seest the very thoughts we think and all our desires. With solemn shame we confess it was that time when we were found in thy courts, and our thoughts, our imaginations were in the world. We were found in thy courts, but we were as dead as a seat we sat upon. We had no life, and we had no desire after thee, or after thy righteousness. But, oh, blessed be God, what a mercy when thou dost bore the ear to the doorpost, when thou dost bring in, like those Greeks of old, with us, sirs, we would see Jesus. As sirs, we would see Jesus. Or if there are those even in thy courts this day, and yes, they're still in that condition in which they were conceived, O Lord, may it please thee, thou hast yet bore their ears to the doorpost, that thou hast yet put in their hearts that living desire, that true hunger and thirst after thee and after thy righteousness. O Lord, and cannot some of us, we verily believe it is true, unless we are awfully deceived, we can say, thou art precious and hast been made precious. Thou hast been made unto us the altogether lovely. And yet, O Lord, oh, how we wax and wane in our feelings toward thee. Oh, how solemn we find at times we're like, we come under those letters written in the Revelation, we've left our first love. And yes, even solemnly gone after other gods, those gods which the world sees much, has much treasure in, and as it were, sets much store by. Oh, how solemn our spiritual whoredoms. Oh, have we not been guilty of it? Oh, how we have to plead, wash us every whit, make us clean. Oh, we come even like the psalmist of old, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. And, O Lord, we trust we can come even a little as the as Jonah of old. Oh, look again. Oh, how many times even this week we've had to look again toward thy holy temple. Oh, how many times we find we are bitten by those serpents in the wilderness. Oh, how many times we find our eyes are drawn aside, our affections are drawn aside. We become so lifeless and cold and indifferent. But, O Lord, what a mercy when thou dost breathe upon our bones so dry and dead, when thou dost breathe upon us that gale of thy grace, we're brought to look again. Oh, look again toward thy holy temple. Out of the belly of hell, cried I. Oh, what a mercy indeed. As we read that account of Jonah, thou didst not forsake him there. Thou didst hear his cry and reminds us even of that word. For the rebellious also, as thy word declares, for the rebellious also. We find the language of the hymn writer. Sadly, it often suits us, rebellious. Yes, we are. Rebellious thou hast been, and art rebellious still. But since in love I took thee in, my promise I'll fulfill. And it's a mercy indeed, if we shall be bound up in that covenant, ordering all things and sure. Oh, dear David, he mourned over the old man of sin down to the end of his days. Although my house be not so with God. And so like the apostle, O wretched man that I am. Yes, the apostle, the good I would do, that I do not, and that which I would not do, that I do. I'm carnal, sold under sin. Oh, we know it doesn't, and it mustn't give license to sin. God forbid that we should sin, that grace may abound. But oh, it's those bubblings up. Oh, those bubblings up at times. And oh, at times we find to be so lifeless and cold. Unmovable at times. But oh, Lord, what a mercy if we should prove, even was it not, even as David proved and the apostle proved, that well of water springing up within unto everlasting life. And so, Lord, we plead, revive us, refresh us, renew us, draw us, all that it might be even this Sabbath morning, draw me and we'll run after thee. Draw us, O Lord, and we'll run after thee. So we plead, do remember us each in mercy from the youngest here to the oldest. And we would plead for the dear young and rising race, the babes in arms, to those that are growing up. Lord, remember them in this dark and evil day in which their lot is cast. Oh, hedge them about. Keep them tender of heart and mind and conscience. May they know in their young years, even as Samuel of old, that which is taught them by the Spirit, to call upon their God, to seek first the kingdom of God and thy righteousness, and prove that all these other things shall be added unto you. We read that lovely account of Samuel, and how in that instruction as the priest was moved to guide him. Oh, may they know the Lord their God even whilst young in years. And may they prove there is that one mighty indeed, mighty to help, mighty to uphold. Lord, especially in the hour of temptation, to uphold them in the hour of temptation, to keep them in the hour of temptation. May they prove there is help laid upon one that is mighty. So, Lord, we plead, do remember the dear young friends, and as they go on into life and they have to enter into those different spheres, as they mature in their years and there are those duties that fall upon them. Lord, may they prove, ah, yes, there is our one that loveth at all times, a brother born for adversity, but all that one that is able to do for them more than they can ask or even think. Ah, yes, even make mountains flow down at thy presence. Ah, yes, even to shut the mouths of lions. Oh, they'll find much opposition. They'll find the enemy often stirred up to oppose them, to come in like those little foxes that would spoil the vines. But, oh, Lord, be their helper. That one, ah, yes, that one that cares much for his sheep. And especially in that way for those lambs, the lambs in Christ's fold. Lord, remember parents in this dark and evil day. Lord, give them wisdom and knowledge and understanding when difficult questions may arise. For do we live in a day when evil is called good and good is called evil? The law is slack. Everything seems to be turned upside down. Lord, remember them and help them, we plead. Remember each in the midst of life in all their varied and various cares and concerns. Lord, we prove, do we not, through much tribulation, ye shall enter the kingdom. And so we find it is thus. Oh, how we find it is thus. Many tribulations and trials and perplexing scenes. Many things hard to be understood. Many things which seem like crooks in the lot and cross providences. Oh, Lord. And at times we come like the hymn writer. And must it, Lord, be so? And must thy children bear such various kinds of woe, such soul-perplexing care? Oh, it is the lot, is it not, of thine elect? But, oh, do we not prove also the God of all comfort and the Father of mercies? Do we not prove, and blessed be God, each one shall prove, in their varied and various scenes, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Ah, we know without trials and tribulations, oh, how, yes, the flesh would love a path that would be such, without any trials, without any tribulations. But, oh, do we not find through tribulations and trials that those times and seasons are often a time of blessing, a time when we prove the blessing of the Lord which maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it. Ah, do we not prove then when we truly taste that he is gracious, and we led a little into those meditations upon Christ and his sufferings, into sympathy with Christ and his sufferings? Oh, like the hymn writer put it, sweet the moment. Have they not been so to some of us? Truly they have, those times and seasons the flesh has disliked it. But it's been amongst those sweet moments rich in blessing, which before the cross we spend, life and health and peace possessing from the sinner's dying friend. So, Lord, we remember, we plead to remember those that walk in dark paths, tried paths. Ah, yes, often harassed by the adversary, pursued by the adversary. Ah, oh, where is now thy God? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath in anger shut up his tender mercies? But, O Lord, may they prove this. Weeping may endure. Ah, can't quite bring to mind those words. Endure for a season, but joy cometh. Weeping may endure for a season, but joy cometh in the morning. Oh, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet. Oh, we thank thee for that. Those words there, I shall yet praise him, that one who is the health of our countenance and our God. But oh, often cast down, often disquieted, but oh Lord, have we not known then those times when, oh, thou hast spoken, and then who can make trouble? We've known unto that peace of God which passeth all understanding. So, Lord, we plead, do yet grant that peace which passeth all understanding amidst their trials, amidst their tribulations. May they prove yet it is amongst us all things that work together for good. To those that love God, to those that are called according to his eternal purpose, all things. Yes, we have to prove this, certainly we do, that thy ways are not as our ways, and neither are thy thoughts as our thoughts. But oh, may we prove this. I know the thoughts that I think toward you. The thoughts of peace are not of evil, to give you an expected end. So, Lord, remember each one in their varied and various trials in the midst of life. Ah, whether it is the young ones, those, ah, yes, in the midst of life, and those in the even time of life. So we plead, remember each one, and have to cast their burden upon thee. They might prove that thou art that one that bears their burdens. Ah, may they prove this one also. Their government is upon thy shoulder. Remember those in the even time of life, and our mind goes to one another. They feel the mud-walled cottage shake, heart and flesh begins to fail. Be unto them those everlasting arms that will not fail them nor forsake them. The God of Jeshurun who rideth on the heaven in thy help, and his excellency on the sky. Oh, those everlasting arms, grant them those fresh tokens of thy love and thy mercy. May they feel their dew upon their branch from time to time, though at times they feel so withered and dried up and barren. Oh, Lord, may it please you, remember those in the even time of life. Remember those that are sick. Ah, those here, Lord, thou knowest, each and every one in their sicknesses, those afflictions. Afflictions of mind and body and spirit. But, O Lord, if it could please thee, do yet put forth thy healing hand and grant that healing touch. And our mind goes also to the little hills of Zion and those we know of that are afflicted. Some walk in deep paths of affliction. Ah, yes, and our mind goes to this one and that one. And so, Lord, we plead, if it could please thee, put forth thy healing hand and grant that healing touch. Oh, thou art the great physician. And is anything too hard for thee? Is anything too hard for thee? Oh, may they prove in the midst of their afflictions. Oh, that one, like those two upon the Emmaus road, Jesus himself drew near and went with them, proving that a good shepherd and bishop of their souls that has borne them all the days of old. Ah, that shepherd that cares much for his sheep. and will bring them even to their desired haven amidst all the things which seem to oppose. Ah, bring them into that place where sorrow and sighing shall flee away, and Sabbaths have no end. But Lord, do remember them, we plead. Remember those that care for the afflicted. Succor and strengthen them also. No doubt loved ones look on. Perhaps they feel at times, how can I go on? Oh, succor and strengthen them, we plead. But Lord, remember, we plead Zion in this dark and evil day. Certainly minished and brought low. How few attend the solemn feast. Thy courts forsaken. Thy days desecrated. Thy word is trodden underfoot. Man doesn't want thee to reign over him, doesn't want thy laws. He wants to do everything that pleases carnal flesh and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. Ah, how solemn is the day in which we live. And so we plead, do strengthen Zion. Strengthen those things which remain, those things which are ready to die. And are there none of thy dead elect in and around these parts and the little hills of Zion? Oh, put forth thy mighty hand, we plead. Arrest this one and that one in their mad career. Oh, bring them in, smiting upon their breasts, crying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And thy prodigals, O Lord, thou knowest where they are. Oh, they've gone away from thee as far as sheep can run. But we believe and verily trust and know it is true. Thy hand is not shortened that it cannot save, but save even unto the uttermost. Oh, bring them yet to know and feel their uttermost sinners, and bring them back, oh, we plead, to the Father's household. And so we plead, do remember Zion. We thank thee for thy precious promise, that where two or three gather together in thy name, thou hast said thou wilt be in the midst. We thank thee for that precious word. As regards Zion, thou would abundantly bless Zion's provision and satisfy her poor with bread. Oh, we thank thee for that precious truth. Oh, may it be proved here this day. Lord, thou knowest those that hunger and thirst after thee and after thy righteousness, they long to lay hold by precious faith upon thee. Oh, Lord, may it please, it might be that day appointed, here or elsewhere in Zion, when thou wilt set the captives free, when thou wilt put that new song in the mouth, that song of praise unto thee. Ah, one or another have to testify yet. Ah, to tell out to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found, and point to thy redeeming blood and say, behold, the way to God. So, Lord, remember also us as a land and nation. Guilty we are indeed, the most vile abominations. Sanctioned by our laws, what abominations. Iniquity runs down our streets, does it not? We deserve thy just judgments, thy hand, yes, on the one hand, we see thy hand goes out against us, but we see thy hand is stretched out still. And we see once again that promise being fulfilled that seed time and harvest, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. We thank thee for that promise. And certainly thou hast heard the cries of the remnant. We see once again the prospect of another harvest. Stir us up to cry more earnestly. Oh, leave us not to complacency. Oh, leave us not to a dead sloth. But oh, to cry more earnestly, even as Abraham pleaded for those cities of the plain. Ah, if 10 righteous may be found, wilt thou spare this city? So, Lord, we plead, stir us up likewise. Oh, we plead. So do remember us as a nation. Overrule all those things which seem in turmoil at the moment. What turmoil. Ah, oh, we wonder where the scene will end, but oh, may it please you, overrule all these things for thy honour and thy glory, and for thy people's good. O Lord, we would commit all our leaders into thy hands. Lord, work mighty in their hearts, we plead. Ah, may they yet seek counsel of thee. We verily feel they do not seek counsel of thee. Each one does what pleases himself in his own eyes. But, O Lord, turn the heart of man. But have mercy upon us, and have mercy upon our rulers. Ah, but thou hast to say in all these things. Lord, thou knowest how at times we can get worked up. But thou hast to say, thy will be done. Lord, do what seemeth thou good. Only lead me forth by that right way, that I might go unto that city of habitation, whose builder and maker is God. So we plead, do make one with us now. We thank thee for all thy mercies, temporal. We thank thee for the house of prayer. We thank thee for thy precious word, and none lawfully to hinder us or to make us afraid. Maintain these precious benefits to the generation following, we plead. Oh, we plead they might be so. We see many enemies rising up. Many enemies rising up against true godliness, true religion, false gods, secularism, atheism, all these isms and schisms, a great company. Oh, Lord, frustrate their evil designs, we plead. And, O Lord, may we know from time to time even the language of Jehoshaphat. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are up unto thee. Oh, great company certainly comes out against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are up unto thee. Oh, may it please thee, overturn the enemy. Bring to naught all their schemes. And, O Lord, may it once be again be said of this nation, righteousness exalteth a nation. We plead now for the pardon of every sin. And all we ask amiss, we plead for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 410. O for a heart prepared to sing to God my Saviour and my King, while with his saints I join to tell my Jesus has done all things well. Hymn 410.
seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, we turn to the chapter we read, Gospel according to Luke chapter 13, and read verses 12 and 13, and also verse 16. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. He laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and glorified God. And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 13, reading verses 12 and 13 and 16. And Jesus saw her and called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. He laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? Ah, what a mercy indeed. What a mercy indeed if you and I know a little, even as this dear woman. Ah, until the Spirit reveals to us our heart, we know not our infirmity, neither do we feel it. But oh, when the Holy Spirit takes that abode in a sinner's heart and shines within, then it is revealed unto them what evil there is there, what infirmity there is there, what vile abominations are there, and are they brought like this dear woman? She had this spirit of infirmity. 18 years was bowed together. Or do you come up to the house of God? Have I come up to the house of God? Have I known what it is? Have you known what it is? Come a little in measure like this, dear woman, bowed together. Well, bowed together almost describes one completely bent over. And we read, and could in no wise lift up herself. A helpless case. A helpless case. Ah, until a sinner is brought to feel he's a helpless case. Yes, he still thinks he can put his own hand to that work of grace. He still thinks he can patch up and make amends here and make amends there. Or was it not so with some of us when that work of grace was begun? We thought we could have a hand in it. Thought we could have a hand in it. Until we're brought to this, bowed together. No wise lift up herself, bowed together. As we said, when we were unregenerate, we may have been found in the courts of the law. We did not know what it was to be bowed together. Perhaps a proud spirit in some ways kept our head up, as it were. We thought, yes, the outward form, the outward attendance of the means of grace, and
and being seen going up to the courts of the Lord, satisfied the carnal heart in that way, gave it a measure, something to rest upon, as it thought, as a rotten prop. We had to prove it was a rotten prop. Ah, the hymn writer came to my mind in the early part of the morning. Oh, that hymn of hearts. Lord, hear, a restless wretch his groans. To thee my soul in secret moans. My body's weak, my heart's unclean. I pine with sickness and with sin. My strength decays, my spirits droop. Bowed down with guilt, I can't look up. I lose my life, I lose my soul. Accept thy mercy, make me whole. But oh, when you're brought to that poor sinner, I lose my life, I lose my soul. Ah, such a helpless case. Helpless case, and in yourselves you feel it's a hopeless case. But what a mercy if has been wrought in your heart, like this dear woman. She came up to the synagogue, did she not? Do you come like one, even penned with this burden? I begin, Lord, remove this load of sin. Oh, some of us have felt a lot of it again, even this week. The burden of sin, how often we feel that we've grown under it. Even fresh contracted guilt. Ah, sin, don't go long without sin, it seems. But all this dear woman, she had this infirmity, 18 years, the Lord knew. The Lord knew. Oh, what a mercy. Oh, if you're amongst the Lord's people, chosen in him, in eternity past, elect according to the foreknowledge of God. Likewise knows, even as he did about this woman. Ah, your infirmities and that which you've grown under, that which bows you together. You feel so helpless. You feel it be such a hopeless, have such a hopeless case. We know we read also, and it's much. I felt it in my exercise and burden of my soul those years ago now, and was brought under that sense of sin. I felt like that one of Bethesda's Paul. He was there 38 years. 38 years. You know, the thief upon the cross, well, it's just those few moments, was it not? The few moments of his life. He was brought to know it also. So the Lord is sovereign in his dealings. But this, ah, they shall know, that which bows them together. Whether it is over many years, a great many years, or like as it was, yes, the thief upon the cross. But a sure and certain work it is it not? It's a work of the Spirit. And that work of the Spirit, ah, oh, blessed be God. Oh, what a mercy it is this, I will work. And who shall let it? None can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? Yes, you're fine like that woman. She had that issue of blood, did she not? And she likewise, yes, spent many years and spent much. And she rather grew worse, but then she's brought to that time where there was no hope in herself. No hope in herself. And she ventured unto one. And what did she find? A crowd. Oh, do you find that also that crowd likewise? And a crowd even stirred up by the adversary to try and prevent, try and bring to naught if he could. Ah, but if that spirit is working within, that well of water spring up unto everlasting life. You'll prove like that dear woman. Yes, even though there are those crowds about him, she was enabled to press through those crowds. A living faith. Ah, what a mercy, living faith. If I may but touch the hem, the border of his garment, I shall be made whole. Oh, do you find even this Sabbath morning, poor sinner? Great crowd hemming you in. Seem to stop up the way. This thing and that thing, thoughts indeed stirred up. Ah, what shall we see in the Shulamite? But a company of two armies, so there is that striving. The old man of sin against the new man of grace. You'll be brought like that, dear woman, then. Bowed down together. Bowed together. And could in no wise lift up herself. Lord, hear. I say that hymn of Hearts 8:38. Or as a wretched sinner's groan here this day. Lord, hear, arrest this wretched groans. To thee my soul in secret moans. My body's weak. My heart's unclean. I pine with sickness and with sin. My strength decays. My spirits droop. Bow down with guilt, I can't look up. Oh, that one that was in that place, there was two of them, weren't they not? One, that Pharisee, and the publican, the Pharisee, well, he prayed thus, did he not? I thank God that I'm not like other men, etc. There's nothing that bowed him down. Didn't know that sense of sin. Didn't know how wretched and poor and undone he was. But oh, that publican, he couldn't even lift his eyes up. Oh, do you find it thus? Yes, you wouldn't presume. You wouldn't presume upon his mercy. But even though he couldn't lift his eyes up, he smote upon his breast and cried, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Sin's rankling sores, my soul corrode. O heal them with thy balmy blood. And if thou dost my health restore, Lord, let me ne'er offend thee more. But oh, sin's rankling sores. So you say that one that pleaded that, well, didn't plead, it wasn't a plea. It no doubt satisfied those that heard him, and it bolstered his proud flesh. I thank God that I'm not like other men, not like this one. You can't come like that. Your wounds, you're brought to feel it, are wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. Nothing to commend myself. Nothing to commend myself. The other, he had much to commend himself. It was all of the flesh. It wasn't of the spirit. But the other one, those few words that came forth from his lips, I believe they entered into the ears of the Lord God of Sabaoth. Do we not read he went down to his house justified? Justified not in himself, but in that which Christ had done. 18 years, perhaps you feel, yes, 18 years, many years I felt bowed down with this sense of sin, and the burden becomes greater. The burden becomes greater. And like this dear woman, brought to that point where, perhaps even on the one hand, the old adversary said, yes, your fault arise no more. Bound you with my chains, which you cannot remove. Bound you. Is it one so bound they feel, yes, how can I ever come forth? Perhaps you come to the first Sundays and you look upon those that sit around the table. The old adversary says, yes, look at you. You'll never be found there. You'll never be found there. This poor sinner that stands before you now, know the feeling. Often it was so in my soul, brought, stirred up by the adversary, you'll never be found there. Such a wretched sinner, you'll never be found there. You're outside of the secret. Bowed down together, bowed together, could in no wise lift up herself. But we read. And when Jesus saw her, and oh, do you come with such a plea? Look upon this poor wretched sinner. This poor hell-deserving sinner, this one bowed down, bowed together, bowed down, could no wise lift myself up. All my sins testify against me. I'm as black could be. And when Jesus saw her, he knew her condition. He knew her need. He knew her bondage, that which is of Satan. When Jesus saw her, he called her to him. Or has it been this? Draw me. Have you known a little of that, poor sinner? Yes, even as you come up to the courts of the Lord this day, there's been that drawing. Draw me and we'll run after thee. When Jesus saw her, he called her to him. And said unto her, oh, what words of love and mercy here. Is that your desire? Is that your longing? Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Remember in that burden and exercise of soul those years ago? Oh, how I longed for this. I may have spoken of it before, but I speak it again. Lord knows one or another that may be here. Perhaps even those years ago when I may have spoken of it before. It was just words upon a page. But now your ear has been brought to the doorpost. And it was this verse, the first verse of Isaiah chapter 43. And oh, how I longed for that to be made known to my soul. But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. You want divine reality? Want those divine truths sealed upon your heart, inscribed there upon the flesh, it tells your heart. You want the Lord to speak. You want to hear his voice. When Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Woman, thou art loosed. Yes. That speak concerning the whole church of God. Man, woman, child. It speaks of that, does it not? Of that work of grace. Call thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Those from every nation, kindred and tongue, black but comely, very black but comely, call thee by thy name. I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. And oh, how I long for that verse to be made known unto me, years it seemed. Years. I said often the adversary tempting. So we view those that sat down to the ordinance and, you'll never be found there. That time appointed comes, and if there's one, so waiting, trembling, feeling the adversary at their right hand to resist, and that time of love will come. Wait on for it, poor sinner. Plead on for it. Does not the word declare, yet being inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them? Can't do it of yourself. Yet being inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Do you find at times, yes, perhaps the language of the hymns, you feel you can't take it upon your lips. One bowed together, spirit of infirmity, those many years, whether it is 18, 30 and 8, the Lord knows. You find you can in no wise lift up yourself. And the language of some hymns, you feel, yes, that is my desire. But fain would take it upon my lips. But that is my desire. That's all bound up in this infirmity. That living desire, is it not like this? Give me Christ, or else I die. Give me Christ, or else I die. like this dear woman, that time appointed came, 18 years. The one at Bethesda's pool, 38 years. Ah, and that thief upon the cross, in that last moment of his life. Yes, he has brought this, he couldn't do anything for himself. He felt the burden of his sin. Oh, we indeed justly suffer for our sins. But this man, he could see. He saw in Jesus such a suitability, and he vengeance is all upon him there. This man hath done nothing amiss. He saw a precious Christ. He saw a spotless lamb, that one raised up from all eternity, that should come, did come. That one that should be the just, that should suffer for the unjust, dying that we might live. The vengeance is all upon Christ. Lord, remember me. When thou comest into thy kingdom. Ah, living faith, venturing faith. And this woman, in her 18 years of her infirmity, she ventured again, found in the synagogue. The Lord saw her. He called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her. And immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Ah, yes, we read there was like this dear woman. Much opposition, was there not? The ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. That seemed to rankle with them, did it not? And he put it in this way, where they have much care over their animals as they should do, and why not this woman? Why not this woman? What an infirmity she had. The animals were loose from the bond, their bonds and their stalls, and led to watering. Ah, and it will rankle with the old adversary within. When even like this dear woman, the Lord speaks, you'll find, yes, I found it so. The old adversary seems to stir up even more. And at times you feel, well, there's none to pity. No pity from that leader, that ruler of the synagogue. It was indignation. My mind went to that chapter we read in Ezekiel. I turned to it earlier and it seemed to come to my mind again in the early hours of this morning, where we read, none I pitied thee. To do any of these things, yes. You read that chapter 16 in Ezekiel. None I pitied thee. Ah, oh, that one still as thou were born. As for thy nativity in the day thou wast born, thy nail was not cut, neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. None I pitied thee. To do any of these unto thee, to have compassion upon thee. But thou wast cast out in the open field to the loathing of thy person in the day that thou wast born. Ah, oh, that one that to the loathing of their person, that bows them down. Loathing over their sins. Mourning as the mourners in Zion that long to be freed. What do we read in that blessed portion in Ezekiel? When I pass by thee. Precious truth, ah, oh, may it be spoken unto some poor sinner, may the Lord speak it. Sit upon your heart. When I pass by thee, and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. On the one hand, a great company that has no compassion, no sympathy. In fact, as we said, all the old adversary and all his foes, the old man of sin within, all conspire against. None I pitied thee, but oh, and when I pass by thee, when I pass by thee, saw thee polluted, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. You read the rest of those verses that follow on from there. It's your shame and your nakedness. You long for that covering of Christ's righteousness. That's brought to see that that covering which you've tried to patch up, it shows everything, doesn't cover anything. Ah, what a mercy. Ah, that filthy rag of your righteousness has been taken from you and you're seen exactly as you are. But there's this one. When I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was a time of love, and I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Cover thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee and entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine. Thou becamest mine. So said that verse in Isaiah chapter 43. Oh, remember that was made known as my soul in the sweetness of it, the wonder of it, the wonders of redeeming love. Now when I passed by thee, looked upon thee, behold, thy time was a time of love, and I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Oh, is that what you long for, poor sinner? That one bowed down, bowed together, no wise lift up. Ah, what a mercy it should be this day. And when Jesus saw her, saw thee, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. But oh, what a mercy indeed. And ought not this woman, the words of the Lord, and ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day. Ah, it was so. That ruler of the synagogue and those others are no doubt with him. They couldn't prevent it. Couldn't prevent it. There was a loose. Ah, was it not like Lazarus when he came forth from the tomb? There was a loose him. Loose her, let them go. And we read, and when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Brings my mind back to that hymn we sang, did we not? Ah, may it be your portion yet, poor sinner. Perhaps you could only come so far. Yes, perhaps even to the listening of it. But all that heart prepared, a heart made to sing, to God, my Saviour and my King, while with his saints I join to tell, why Jesus has done all things well. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £645.50, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Stephen Rosier will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Charles Warboys will preach next Lord's Day and address the Sunday school in the afternoon. Let us close with part of hymn number 814, commencing to sing at verse 8. The chief concern of fallen mankind should be to enjoy God's favour. What safety can a sinner find before he finds a saviour? Hymn 814, verse 8.
Oh,
do bless thy word. May thy voice be heard. Ah, that one that cares much for his sheep came to seek and to save that was lost. Ah, that one plenteous in mercy. O Lord, do hear the groans of the prisoner we plead, and do yet speak the word. Give them that liberty which they long for. Ah, loose him, loose her, and let them go. Ah, thou must speak the word, for the power is thine, and the work is thine. Pardon and forgive all thou hast heard and seen amiss, and do be pleased to come up us again in the evening hour and help this poor one even this afternoon. Lord, to whom can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.